快乐，大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
你听起来怎么这么不 enthusiastic?
Well, because we were trying to think of a word earlier, and we can't think of the words.
你说谐音吗？因为今天520，然后我爱你，是吧？我还以为你这个不 enthusiastic 的原因是怎么又来了？
哦，
不知道几一年要跟大家过几次情人节。
You know, a lot of foreigners who are in China or who understand a little bit about China, they're always wondering, why are there so many Valentine's days and love days?
对 ,520, 你们叫 love days 吗？
Well, it's love related.
对对对，就是很多 love related days and holidays in China 啊。那今天呢，我们借着五二零，我觉得就可以跟大家讲讲很有意思的，因为说到我爱你 ，I love you，就是中文里面好像我们什么时候说的时候，我们的这个意思想传达的信息和英文里面，我觉得还挺不一样的。
Agreed.
所以今天也是很有意思的一期节目。最近我看一个用户说，真希望就是聊聊主播的八卦。我今天也不是要聊你的八卦，可能就大家很喜欢你们嘛，就是想知道一些你们在中国的这个生活呀，感情生活呀，我帮大家问一下。那今天开言跟你一起过520。OK, 那我们先来说说 Adam 说他前面找不到一个词说谐音是吧？
Yes. Now we thought about the word homonym. But it's not a homonym, because homonyms are words like two, two, and two.
Homonym 就是发音完全一样的词，但是谐音是有一点像。
Yeah, well, it's the tones that are the same. We don't have tones, so that's the thing.
对，因为中文有四声，对吧？然后你就 tones, 英文没有。因为我跟 Adam 说520我爱你，然后 Adam 说这听起来完全不一样。
Yeah, it doesn't sound, to be honest with you guys, and this is not a knock on anyone's culture or beliefs, it does not sound to us anything at all similar.
You just have to stretch your imagination.
Well, I mean, like, for example, I can stretch my imagination with, like luz and nuz sounding the same. That they do sound the same. But, and even H's and F's. So like when you guys say, oh, what's a fulan ren? I think like, oh yeah, okay, I get that. But like, this one is hard for me.
520. 所以你在中国没有过过这个520吗?
Well, like, pretend.
中国女朋友没有跟你说咱们今天去 do something special.
Yeah, but she didn't ask, hey, do you think these two things sound the same?
好，那我们言归正传啊，说到就是 I love you 这句话平时怎么用啊，因为其实我觉得我们中国人真的，比如跟我们的父母之间嘛，真的非常不好意思说妈妈我爱你这句话，爸爸我爱你。
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said it.
I certainly don't say it enough.
But you say it, right? You don't say it enough.
I mean, families do say it.
对，因为我觉得在国外吧，在美国，好像家庭特别，孩子小的时候，爸爸妈妈经常 Oh, I love you 跟着小孩、
yeah.
然后小孩也是跟妈妈 Love you、
right.
Love you 这个就特别用的特别多，挂在嘴边。但是中国文化 We're very reserved、Reserved 就是很含蓄嘛、就觉得真的 跟家里人实在是，我前面说不出口，觉得不好意思啊、
right.
在英语里可以怎么说？
I guess it's just almost awkward. It's you can't bring yourself to say it because it's going to be a big. What we sometimes we call it the L bomb. You drop an L bomb.
Love, 是吧？
Yeah, I mean usually that's with a girlfriend or boyfriend, but it's the same idea. Like it's a really powerful word.
对，它真的是特别有力量的一个词、very powerful. Nonetheless, 我觉得就家里人之间这个情感，大家。We know it, 所以就不用说啊。那还有一点，我觉得国外就是朋友之间也经常 love you.
Yeah.
两个男的 love you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. A guy just told me he loved me the other day. That was good. He's a good guy.
是吗？是什么？发短信还直接嘴
？Just right. Yeah, when I was leaving his place. Yeah, because I mean I helped him with some things. So yeah, I love you, bro.
所以这个使用场景就是，比如你这个男性的朋友哥们儿，你帮了一个忙，帮了他一个忙，然后他 love you, bro， 这样、
yeah.
是吧？对，在中文里面，我觉得。好像跟
哥们儿我爱你啊
也是你说的 We can't bring ourselves to say it、If you can't bring yourself to do something 这个就是让你会觉得很不舒服 很尴尬、mm-hmm. 就我前面说不出口很难堪、
right.
哈 However, in relationships 这个我觉得中国和美国是反过来的、
mm-hmm.
It's the reverse
Right
Adam 应该有交过中国的女朋友是吧就中国女朋友有没有 like drop the album on you
right away, like 5 minutes in?
认识五分钟吧
Really,
吓一跳是吧
Yes, yes, yes.But again, for us, it's something that you have to wait. You really have to wait. And if you say I love you, or as we said before, if you drop that L bomb too soon, that's gonna scare. It might scare the other person away.
对，我也觉得，好像就是，在英语里面，这个 "I love you" 这三个字说出来，就是 "it shows serious commitment"，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
是真的很 ，it's almost like the love of your life，、
yes.
什么肯定是你们，maybe you've been going out for a while， 然后两人充分的了解，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 各方面都，然后才会说。就是对，确实在中文里面，可能我们谈恋爱就一两个月或者五分钟，那也比较夸张。但就是很开心的，我觉得 when we say it, it's usually when you're very happy, you know, in the height of your relationship. It might have just started.
Yes.
Just, oh, I love you.
嗯。
然后包括在中文里面，什么老公老婆，就其实根本就没有结婚，只是你知道男女朋友之间叫。
嗯。
然后在外国人看来也不可想象是吧
I mean, guys usually call their girlfriends the wives. I don't know if girls call their boyfriends their husbands. I don't think that's...
Oh, really?、
Yeah.
所以就是比如你跟你的那个男性朋友好朋友出去然后谈到自己的女朋友就说 Oh, the wives
Yeah,
are...
the wife is at home or the wife went to her parents.
但是她是你的 wife 吗
No, but this probably means like they were in a long-term relationship.
Oh, they're going steady.
Going steady, sure. They've been together for a while.
啊、就是也是比较稳定的这种关系啊。
They probably will get married at one point.
原来如此。诶，那既然说到 relationship, 说到什么 going steady 啊，那我们就来说说，就美国人对于恋爱的这种诠释。For example, the definition of...
Ooh, geez.
约会是吧
Yeah.
Did、
okay.
I drop the D bomb?
Drop the D bomb, yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's, that might take like six shows.
对，因为我记得以前我和 Spencer 还说过就是、you know, the different stages in a relationship.、谈恋爱的时候不同的阶段。比如如果你说我在 dating, what does that mean?
Right, okay, so dating really just means that you are going on dates with at least one person, possibly more.
如果是 going on dates with yourself, 就是
Then,
奇怪。
I don't know, I mean, I quite like it. It's quite, it's peaceful.
好，但是你说的 it doesn't necessarily mean one person. You might, right?
You right.
might be dating multiple people.
Yeah.
然后你们觉得这是 okay 的？
Do I think it or does society think it?
Society
is fine with this. This is what young people are encouraged to do.
Oh, 所以反而年轻人就是 they're encouraged, 就大家觉得这时候你就是应该跟不同的人约会然后你才能了解、了解你适合什么样的人什么样的人适合你是吧
Right.
那这个和英语有一个说法叫 playing the field.
Playing the field, yeah. I mean, this could sometimes be maybe a little negative, but...
I was going to say...
But at the same time, it's...Not, right? I mean, if your parents are very kind of open-minded, they will, again, encourage their kids to just play the field.
Play, 就玩是吧 The field、
right.
就是像一个场地一样、就你要看看外面世界很大这个意思
Right. Problem with that metaphor is that、when you are playing the field, you will probably encounter or meet many players.
Players、yeah. 在英语里面就是像 playboy, 花花公就、这个是比较 negative.
Yes.
Right, okay. 好，那 what about if you're seeing someone?
Seeing someone means it's a little bit more serious.
Oh, a little bit more serious than dating.
Yeah, so you're probably only seeing like one person at a time. But maybe you guys have not decided, like, okay, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend.
你看这个又是我们觉得很 confused. Seeing someone 是一对一 it's, 已经是 one-on-one 的 relationship,、mm-hmm. 但还是不一定是你的 boyfriend
or girlfriend. Yeah, that's a big step. That is a big step there, too. I don't know if you and Spencer talked about that step, but that is a huge one.
If you're seeing someone...那你们不是 boyfriend and girlfriend, what are you? 你们是谁
so that's what the guy I'm seeing or the girl I'm seeing.
所以就把它称为就这个男的或这个女的、mm. 是有牵手啊那些都有吗
Maybe, yeah, I mean, depends on the people, right?
okay, I get it. 反正就是、外国人讲的 boyfriend, girlfriend 也是很严肃的、
mm-hmm, Exactly, exactly.
是吗、啊、那 boyfriend, girlfriend 的时候真的就是、you guys are committed.
Right.、
committed 就是你们、互相是很认真的、mm. 对吧不是 playing the field.
Right, well even the word serious, I mean、mm. we also use the word serious.、
Ah, serious
like that is means like,That's probably the next step after seeing. Like, we're in a serious relationship. At that point, you probably are saying boyfriend, girlfriend,、mm. maybe partner.
对，在此之前都是 the guy or the girl.
The girl I'm seeing. You have to add I'm seeing.
Okay. Going out with someone.、
That's pretty broad.、yeah, because that probably means, that's probably the same as seeing, I would say.、
Okay. 跟外国人谈恋爱真的好 confusing.、
Oh, it's fun though. Yeah, it's fun.
It's complicated.
Yes.
用脸书 Facebook 的那个状态来讲、
yes. huh? Yeah, exactly. Because how do you explain? You know, I'm seeing this person, but she's not my girlfriend.、but, you know, it's kind of serious, but we're not, you know, she's still playing the field, but、
Adam, no explanation necessary、yeah. 行了吧、好那但是很多朋友之间呢大家也喜欢就互相介绍嘛男女朋友这个时候英语里面是可以用什么 blind date?
Oh yeah, good old blind dates, everyone's favorite.
你就在 you're being sarcastic?
Yeah, I often am.、
那个 blind dates 和中文的相亲有一点像、
Yeah, they're a little bit the same. There's obviously differences, but the point is that two people are usually being set up.
Being set up 就是人家介绍他们然后他们两个不认识之前没有见过
Right, now I think the biggest difference is who is doing the setting up. That's the big difference.
Who's doing the matchmaking?
Who's doing the matchmaking, exactly.
Matchmaking 大家也会提到就是、就介绍配对这样、你说的 who's doing the matchmaking 就比如我们爸爸妈妈介绍的这个就是、you know,
Right, like over here that's pretty rare.
但美国50年代也是会啊
maybe.
In the 50s,
In、
right?
the 50s, oh yeah. Jenny, it is now the 20s, 70 years later. Probably the 50s was probably, that was like the first generation that didn't, you know, like, or weren't set up by their、
yeah.
parents. Because that's, you know, like rock and roll and freedom.
对对对。那我最后问你一个好了、你记不记得 when was the first time you ever said I love you to a girl?
To a girl?
对
I think I was in kindergarten.
但是这不行什么幼儿园就是 it doesn't mean...
Well,
maybe it means a lot to you.
It meant a lot to 5-year-old me, yeah.、And Kathleen, if you're listening...I still love you.
Oh, 好的好的那我们祝你可以找到自己幼儿园的这个 sweetheart, 好吗 OK, 520, 我想很多的朋友虽然 this is a totally made up day, 但是可能 many of you have plans, romantic plans,、with your romantic partners.、我们对都希望你今天有一个甜蜜、浪漫的一个庆祝然后也谢谢大家今天抽时间听我们的节目。OK, we'll see you next time, 再见。
All right, bye guys.